Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now on 580 CFRA. Good morning, Doctor. We want to talk about this health headline. It's in the Globe and Mail today. Extra radiation dramatically cuts spread of breast cancer. What can you tell us about this treatment?
Well, this applies to about 2,500 women a year who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. It's sort of they are in a gray zone where they have about a 5-centimeter size tumor in their breast, and they have 3 lymph nodes that are involved. This was the gray zone, Steve, where if you had 5 lymph nodes or more, you received radiation. Less than that, you didn't. So they were in the area where you say, do we radiate, do we not radiate, in addition to surgery and chemotherapy. So in this case, they enrolled 1,800 women for 7 years in Canada and the United States, and again, they had surgery, chemotherapy, and they were given radiation. If they had 3 nodes, they were given radiation. And the bottom line to all of this with regards to the effect of treatment is that out of 100 patients treated this way, there would be an additional 5 or 6 that would see a benefit from radiation. That is a reduction in their reduction in distant cancer recurrence from doing this radiation treatment. So it reduced the risk of spread or metastases for out of 100 patients, 5 or 6 would see that benefit. And with regards to a return to cancer recurrence, that is occurring in the breast itself, again, out of 100 patients treated over 5 years, you would see 2 benefiting from no recurrence. So those are the numbers. It's a good incremental step. It does help answer a particular question with regards to women in that gray zone. The only issue with regards to the treatment is death rates were not reduced. They were not statistically significant with regards to death rate. And also, there are trade-offs. If you use radiation, especially in around the axilla or armpit area, you run the risk of creating a condition called lymphedema, where you have swelling of the lymphatic system around the area. It can be chronic also, quite painful. And there also was a moderate risk of what we call pneumonitis, which is an inflammation of the lung. So there are always trade-offs to any treatment, but in this subset of women, these 2,500 women a year that receive this treatment, they do see a benefit. It's a moderate benefit, but nevertheless, it still moves things forward in trying to answer this question on how best to treat them.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin has a look at health headlines every morning at this time on 580 CFRA.